The sound of drums and singing echoed through downtown Montreal's streets on May 23rd. A crowd had gathered outside the office of Premier Jean Charest. They were there to demand justice for the Algonquin people of Barrier Lake. A group of Algonquin people took their protests on the road recently. They demonstrated in Montreal, Toronto, and Ottawa.
And it hurts me so much to see, you know, what the governments are doing to us in each family, not only in our community, but all the nations across. And we're here today to get our message across because, you know, we're really suffering out there, the Native people, especially in our community.
This is Martin Lukacs, a member of the Barrier Lake Solidarity Collective.
Right now, $100 million comes out of their territory a year in logging and hydro and ecotourism. Barrier Lake receives zilch, zero, nada. Just 2 months ago in March, the federal government, with the support of the Quebec government, deposed their customary leadership and imposed a small faction in order to get out of agreements with the community they signed 20 years ago.
The trilateral agreement between Barrier Lake and the governments of Canada and Quebec was negotiated in 1991. It followed a series of protests and road blockades to prevent clear-cutting and hunting that threatened the community's survival. The United Nations called the trilateral agreement a trailblazer. The Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples called it a model for resolving other conflicts. However, the province and the Canadian government have backed out of the deal.
This is what we've been waiting for the province of Quebec to respect the agreement that they've signed with our community to implement a conservation strategy within our traditional territory, to have a better management system in place, to take into account our cultural survival needs, as well as to coexist with all users within our traditional territory. So these are the things that we've been fighting with both governments to have the trilateral agreement implemented.
That was a spokesperson for the Algonquin people of Barrier Lake speaking outside Jean Charest's office in downtown Montreal. The event brought together a large crowd of protesters, journalists, and passers-by on the busy downtown street. This is Ross Montour. He's the host of a radio show called Reality Check, which you can hear on Mohawk Radio. That's mohawk-radio.com.
You look around here and you see the average lot of Aboriginal people in this city. You'll see them on the corners, on the streets, on the curbs with cups in their hands. Yes, I know. I know where they are. Okay, they're Inuit people, what have you. Okay, and that's our lot. That's what we're assigned to.
I asked people in the crowd why they were there at the protest that day.
It's just time that more Canadians in general get implicated in politics, especially relating to Indian affairs. And Barrier Lake is just a travesty, and it's a disgust of how we're treating people. They're 3 hours out of the capital. They live 3 hours out of Ottawa, and the conditions are third world conditions.
I'm here to support the Algonquins from Barrier Lake. They're not getting any money from the resources in their community, and I think it's important for all of us to support them. That's why I'm here.
Ici pour appuyer les Indiens, les autochtones du lac Barrière, parce que c'est pas au gouvernement ou à je sais pas quelle multinationale de décider du sort de leur terre. On a promis de préserver 8% de leur territoire, puis c'est comme on les ignore complètement. Alors c'est assez. C'est pas à tout ce monde-là, en dehors de la communauté, à décider qu'est-ce qui arrive avec leur territoire. C'est à eux, c'est aux gens de la communauté du lac Barrière.
Here again is Ross Montour, the host of Reality Check on MohawkRadio.com.
I'm here from Gunawangi. We're here to support the people of Barrier Lake. You know, right now, if you read the Gazette today, if you read all the papers around Montreal, the big story is all about the Bouchard Report. It's all about reasonable accommodation. It's all about who's wearing a habib and who's not wearing a habib and everything else. But you know what? Here today in the Gazette is the premier of this province. And he's saying, when one chooses Quebec, one also chooses Quebecers and their values. Their values.
Quebec forms a nation through its history, language, culture, territory, and institutions. The Quebec nation has values. Equality between men and women, the primacy of the French language, and the separation between the state and religion are part of these fundamental values. They must be accepted as part of Quebec. We do not all share the same origins, but we all share the same destiny because we are all Quebecers. What about us in this most unreasonable accommodation? That's all I really want to say. For themselves about what is happening, because the story is being told and told again across this land, whether it's Gitche-Namigusup, Inunawak, KI, six leaders, community leaders jailed for 6 months merely for protesting against mining activity in their territory under which the province of Ontario was required to consult with the people about the use of their lands. That's justice in Canada. That's unreasonable accommodation. The people, just look at the papers. Look what your papers actually don't report. Look deeper and you'll find out how reasonable the accommodation is for our people. I just want to thank you for listening to the words that I have. But think about this, because it's a lie. It's a lie. We're all living a lie and we need to wake up.
One of my points with that whole thing about unreasonable accommodation, you know, is the fact that when your ancestors came to our shores, we had a reasonable accommodation, and it was enshrined in something called a Turo Wampum.
What is that?
It's a belt made out of shell beads. It's about this big by about like this big, maybe this size. It's made up of about 3,000 beads, okay? And it has two purple lines going through a field of white, parallel, okay? And it was conducted between the Mohawk people, the Ganyakahaga people, and the Dutch in the 1640s, down in New Amsterdam, now New York. And it basically said, we can travel this life, this river of life together. We can go side by side, even, down this river. But us, we have a simple canoe. And you people, you have your big ship with all of your things in it that constitutes who you are. Now, no man can straddle 1 foot in each of those boats. Okay? How long before we're all in the water? So you keep to your boat, and we'll keep to our boat. This is what the French, apparently in France, called laissez-faire. A reasonable accommodation. Live and let live, as the American says. Until they were full of our corn, and they were plenty in numbers, and they set their eyes on our lands. Yeah, they set their eyes on everything that was before them to be theirs, and no longer ours, to displace us as the natives, whether it be the native Quebecers, Native American, the Americans, we're the real people, all these foreigners come. Whoever asked us about that? Nobody ever asked us.
You read a statement that saying that we share the same destiny as Quebecers, but...
Well, that's what they want. They want us to be destroyed as distinct people. You know, like, this is what they didn't... What Michelle didn't talk about. These people, you know, they're not to be condescending at all, but they're simple people, you know. They want to live their lives on their land. And one of the things that maybe wasn't stressed enough, but I know that it's there to sit and talk, as I have with Michelle, they're talking about, you know, the agreement, it's not just about money. Look at that amount, $1.5 million, okay?
What's it about?
Resource sharing. The Algonquins of Barrier Lake recognized that, you know, other people had interests about the land, be it logging, be it mining activities, be it tourism. Okay. What did they want? They wanted the ability to continue living their lives as their ancestors had. This elder that was speaking, Michel Pesky, is a survivor of Canada's residential school system. And he talked to my wife and I after we interviewed him on our program at length. And he said that the only thing that saved him when he came out of that system of being sexually abused, physically abused, emotionally abused, was the land. And things he could never tell his mother, a devout Catholic, because he didn't want to break his heart. He had to work out on the land. Imagine if this was all he had. You look around here and you see the average lot of Aboriginal people in this city. You'll see them on the corners, on the streets, on the curbs with cups in their hands. Yes, I know. I know where they are. Okay, they're Inuit people, what have you. Okay, and that's our lot. That's what we're assigned to. And if we choose to do different things, if we choose to find our way to affluence, by God, does Canada hate us even more. Now we're criminals. Now we're thugs. Now we're polluting your children with cheap cigarettes. You know, Canada hates poor Indians because they like to complain so that you, the taxpayers, can say, oh, they're such a burden on us. Look at the original agreements were about resource sharing. Mines and Resources was to fund the needs of Native people, not the taxpayers of Canada. What was Canada known as in history? The hewers of wood. Okay? This was open market for raw resources, natural resources for the world. Okay?
And fish, fur.
Whatever. Fish, fur, wood, uranium, you name it. Okay? We don't do nothing with it. We just pull it out and we sell it cheap. Okay? And what do we get from there? We're told now we're put on the tax rolls for our funding. A little minuscule amount comes out of Mines and Resources. These people here, that's all they ask for. They don't even want to come good on that. Okay? So Canada hates poor Indians, and they want the taxpayer to feel, oh, it's a burden on their pockets. But billions of dollars, billions and billions of dollars come out of the natural resources in Canada. And what do we get from that? Nothing. Not a single penny.
Okay? Indian even more.
So that's when we talk. Okay, when we hear all this stuff about reasonable accommodation, blah, 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 we look at each other and we say, what are they talking about, these people?
Ross Montour, the host of Mohawk Radio's Reality Check, speaking at a protest for the Algonquins of Barrier Lake on May 23rd, 2008.